I'm Amber.
And this is
Waking Up the Witch.
We're your neighborhood witches. Each week, we talk about all things witchy and connect with other humans in a storytelling format about navigating life on this floating rock.
We're two curious ladies trying to understand the human experience. But while we do that, we think it's important to honor the people that lived here before us and honor the cultures and traditions that we're being inspired by.
This podcast is about waking up the witch, which means we are learning and growing every day. That being said, we are always open to feedback on how we can do better.
The views and opinions of our guests don't necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Waking Up the Witch.
Now, let's go, ghouls!
Hey, Amber.
Hi, Taylor.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. I realized, like, listening back to some of our newer episodes that we haven't really done a life update, and so I thought we could do that today.
Love it.
And then that way people can just kind of hop into the episodes if they're interested in that, and if people do care about us, then they can listen to this, and so you don't really have to pick and choose.
Love it. Yeah, we've done some pretty short intros in our last couple of episodes. And speaking of that, I realized, I was thinking about this morning when we did our very first episode for this season, we said that we were going to timestamp so that people could skip if they wanted to. And I realized I haven't done that except for the first episode.
Well, we also haven't really life updated, so it doesn't matter.
Totally. Well, I was just thinking it takes a lot of practice to start new habits. So if you're someone who's like, I thought you were going to do that for me, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I noticed. But then I was like, well, we haven't really talked about ourselves, so we didn't really have to timestamp anything. So.
I'll try to do that, but if I forget, sorry. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
So what's your life been like?
I'm going first.
I'm making you go first.
Okay. I guess the last time that I really gave a big life update, how old was Goldie? Probably.
I feel like 4 months, maybe.
3 or 4 months old, yeah. So she turns 6 months old in 5 days.
So crazy.
Which is so crazy because I felt like I was pregnant for so long. Like 6 months of being pregnant was like, oh my God, it fucking is
forever.
Yes, it was so long. And then now time is just flying by so quickly.
It really has.
She is, I know this is my life update, but she's my life now. So it's, it's kind of a Goldie update.
That's mom life, though.
Yeah. She's sitting up on her own and trying some foods. She had eggs today for the first time, and she was freaking out. She loved them. I think it was her favorite food that she's tried so far.
So cute.
She wants to start crawling. I bet it happens in the next few weeks.
I agree.
Trying to get her a high chair, but everything is so fucking expensive, and it's just insane. It's crazy. I've never made this much money in my life, and I've never been more broke.
So real.
And I think everyone feels that way.
Yeah, everything's so expensive right now. It's not,
bro,
fair.
Groceries. I went to Food for Less, which is supposed to be like where poor people get their groceries. And I had to put stuff back and leave and go to Trader Joe's. The mayonnaise was $17.
What?
And a jar of pickles was like $12.
How?
And the tiny, like, ounce of black olives was $4.50 or something.
What?
Like that. And I was like,
I don't have Food for Less money.
No.
That's insane.
So I went to Trader Joe's, as one does, and got
a
bunch of stuff and a ton of flowers for Allison's baby shower. Cool. And it was like $100. And I was like, okay, this is so much more reasonable.
Yeah, but Trader Joe's is my favorite. Every time I go, I get like 4 big overfilled bags of food for like $200 or less.
Yes. Yeah, and they haven't really changed their changed their prices with everything.
It's pretty consistent. Thanks, TJ.
Yeah, I'll just keep going there. I know their produce isn't the best, but it's like, well, can you really be a beggar right now? I guess not.
Just buy less and like go when you need more.
Yeah, and it's about to be like the good shit season at the farmer's market. So I've been doing that every Thursday, but they haven't really had produce yet, much produce.
Yeah.
So it's kind of just like food trucks and vendors and stuff like that. And I still go. And the first time I took Goldie, I was so emotional because I went every single Thursday with my friend Jess and her kids. And I was so pregnant. And then to like finally have my baby there. And then all of the vendors be like, oh my God, this is your baby. Like, I remember you being so pregnant. It's just like so sweet.
I saw this meme today. I think Kimmy shared it in her stories, but it was like a little quick drawing of a mom and the what's it called?
Stroller.
Thank you. And it just said, like, I used to come here all the time wishing for you, and now we're here together. And it just made me cry. It was so cute.
So cute. Being a mom is my favorite thing in the world. And we're still just kind of gliding through it. Yeah. The other day I was thinking, I'm just now putting all this together, but like, financially, I feel like we're in survival mode and not thriving. Mm-hmm. But like family wise, I feel like we are thriving and not in survival mode. So I will take that day. Because I know that a lot of like new families, new parents, new moms are really struggling to like find their way and balance and stuff. And we've just never struggled. There's been like a couple hard moments, but they're so fleeting. Like everything is so temporary, whether it's like a hard thing or a beautiful thing. So I just try to soak up every single moment. I've never felt more present in my entire life. I just stare at her and I can't wait to like see who she is and who she wants to be. Yesterday, Kurt's sister was like, I remember when you were pregnant and you said, oh, my sister's babies were like good and never cried, and my baby's gonna be like that. And then my husband and I would go home and we would just laugh like, oh, she's really in for it. And then you had your baby and she doesn't cry, and I was like, fuck you.
That's so funny. Like, truly.
Suck it, bitch.
She rarely does cry, and when she does, it's like only because she needs something and it's fulfilled immediately and she's fine.
Yeah. My best unsolicited advice for parents is just like to go with the flow as much as possible. And I just think it's a very, very intuitive thing. It's like, don't force anything and just like go with the flow. I don't think that sticking to specific nap times is realistic. I don't think having a specific bedtime every night is realistic. I mean, you can have goals for sure, but like being open and flexible and knowing that things change and not trying to feed them at a specific time. Just like, I feed her anytime she wants. She naps anytime she wants. Sometimes it's four times a day. Sometimes it's twice. It's just a very flowy thing. And I think that that works really well for us.
I think that's great advice for all of life. Like, I'm feeling, try to surrender and go with the flow. And when you do, then things don't feel as hard.
Yeah. Even like Kurt's mom, it's like, hey, I want to buy you guys this house. And I'm like, sure.
Go for it.
Like, I'll pay the mortgage, but it's just, I'm not forcing anything right now. I think that any time in life that I've had to force something, it ends up being a lot harder.
So stressful.
And just not what I actually wanted. So it's like, just go with the flow, and whatever's meant for you comes to you. Just be open and receptive to whatever it is.
I love that. That's very good advice. Mm-hmm. Our past selves are, I mean, our future selves, maybe our past selves too, but our future selves are going to be really happy for that advice that you're giving us right now.
Yeah. And if you think about how timelines don't really exist, it's like whatever has is supposed to happen has already happened. So there's really no point in forcing anything.
For some reason, it makes me think about when I had my, when Mark and I had our reading with Kimmy, and I don't remember exactly how it came up, but it was just kind of like something that was special in the moment that we needed, that she just intuitively felt like, let's take a moment to do this. But it's coming up as you say that, is like, because timelines aren't real and like everything is already happening at all at once. And this is just the present timeline that you are clicked into, but you can send yourself whatever kind of energy that you want to the past self, to the past versions of you. Like, you know, in our situation, it came up because like when we first decided like, okay, maybe we actually do want to be parents. Maybe we do want to have a baby, and that had come up. And so she was like, let's send like energy and love to that version of you guys. Like when you're first like starting to have those conversations and beginning to open yourselves up to that, and just like take some moments to pulse love back to you and be like, look how far you've come and everything that you have grown through over the past 4 years. And that was like really beautiful and really helpful. And Mark was like, he was so, so grateful to take that moment to do that, and to know that we can also do that to our future selves.
Yeah.
When we do have our baby and maybe we have our family.
Like, I'm thinking maybe the yearning for a baby came to you because like that already exists. Like, you wouldn't want that so deeply if it wasn't something that was like there already in your life.
Exactly. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. Speaking of the spirit baby readings, Kurt told me I could have another baby.
What? You guys like have talked more since then?
2 or 3 days ago.
Okay, let's talk about this.
But he said we just have to get out of any debt that we have. We can have a mortgage and a car payment and that's it. And then I said, fucking deal. And I cried. Oh, yeah. And so
that makes my heart so happy. Yeah,
so, and then we'll, I mean, we'll see. Maybe I just wanted him to say yes, and then I'll change my mind. But I just like push my limits.
I want it because you said I can't have it.
We'll see.
Well, you got healing time and baby time and stuff.
Goldie would need to be like probably 3-ish. So
yeah, that feels like a good age.
Yeah. And then, so can I talk about your spirit baby stuff?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Yeah. I think I'm right, and I'm just a spirit baby reader now.
I bet you, I mean, you already do that. Mm-hmm. It might be like something kind of fun to,
I genuinely really feel like, well, I've got it wrong like 10 times already. I'm always like, you're going to have a baby this time. And, you know, but
well, tell everyone about your calendar.
What about it?
What's it called? Your notification of like, if Amber's not pregnant by this time.
So next Friday is May 24th. And I put a note in my phone. If Amber's not pregnant by this date, I owe her $100. First of all, don't remember doing that so it doesn't count.
I don't remember at all. I wonder if we did it on the podcast ever, if it was like
timestamp.
Yeah, that would be funny.
Seems like a wine thing.
Probably.
But I was pregnant for so long. Like,
oh yeah, maybe not actually. Who knows? I mean, you're your own kind of drunk when you're pregnant.
I don't remember anything. So yeah. So I'm like, okay, what if that's the day you conceive? So then I don't owe you $100. But so Kimmy said, Kimmy, our spirit baby girl from last week, said 2 weeks ago, a couple weeks ago, said your firstborn would be a male and a Leo.
Mm-hmm.
And I disagree. I'm sorry, Kimmy. I think it is a female Aquarius. Pisces. I'm feeling real water. I really am. Mm-hmm.
But well, that's just all. That was also Kimmy also said our girl would be a February baby, Aquarius or Pisces. So I think
I feel Pisces.
You both are in agreement with that. But you think the girl's going to come first.
I do.
Yeah.
Because I think that we're having like this mob of like big spirited, strong-willed little women coming into the world right now. And yeah, also I think my next baby would be a boy, so if you could just have your girl now, that would be cute. So
and besties with besties. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like everyone in your life, you're surrounded by a bunch of new little baby girls.
So many.
And a few more on the way.
One of our friends had a little boy, but besides that, it's like insane. And I hope that I can buy a house by your house.
That would be so fun.
And then we could
fun.
Like stroll around and walk around downtown. And well, yeah, we'll see where the next few months take us. Mm-hmm. I am very open to whatever.
I'm excited to watch things unfold. I'm just thinking about like where we were last year, and like around this time last year, you were starting to kind of like things were kind of crumbling a little bit in some ways. Like you had switched care, got out of the care and looking for new care when you were pregnant, which was like really uneasy. You were starting to realize like, maybe I don't want to like have my own space that I'm paying rent for, this business, this whole thing that I'm holding up when I'm about to have a baby, and maybe I want to go back to a salon, and oh shit, like I want to get out of this house, I'm having a baby soon, like mm-hmm. there was just so many things, so many big mm-hmm. changes occurring all at once, like this time last year where it was like the beginning of that shift mm-hmm. for you, and like this year now you're like, I got my baby and I'm just surrendering.
Well, so part of that,
everything's gonna be fine.
Yeah, part of that I think is like I wanted so deeply to get out of the salon that I was at, and then I got my own place, and I do feel yeah. like it was flowy, but it was a little forced.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but so if I wouldn't have went to have my own place, I would have never jumped into working at the mm-hmm. salon that I'm at now. Mm-hmm. I needed that bridge in between.
100%.
And same goes for the house that I'm in right now.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I am in this big, expensive house that was supposed to be three people paying rent, my mother, Curtis, and I, and now it's just me.
Yeah.
And I don't regret it, but now my priority is to save money. And like, I'm a bougie bitch. I'm always like, ooh, I want this big, nice thing. But it's like, that's not what I need. And so mm-hmm. I did mm-hmm. need this house mm-hmm. to show me that this is my bridge now, too.
Yeah.
Like it was yeah. for work. And so.
Well, in both of those bridge points, like you don't ever have a view of the future totally. And like going into the salon, you weren't pregnant yet. You didn't like, you knew you wanted to have a baby in your future.
I got pregnant a month.
Yeah. But you'd like moved in. You're like, great. Now I got the spot. And
well, yeah,
now I'm fucking pregnant.
And my, my dream working there, like a bunch of my friends. So for reference, like the salon is 40 minutes from my house, and a bunch of my friends live on that side of the valley, which is where we live, but I don't live there. And so my thought process was like, oh, I can go out for drinks and yeah. dinner and like yeah. visit with everybody. And then it was like, I was pregnant and I was like, no, I need to go home and to bed. So it's like, I never got any of the perks.
Yeah.
Even. And then I kind of thought I wanted to live over there, but another good reason for moving my business there was realizing like, totally. No, I actually don't want to live there.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. You needed all of that. And that's yeah. a beautiful reflection too. And I think something that probably gives you a lot of peace right now is knowing that everything happens for a reason and everything always works out. Like you have yeah. all the evidence in your life and recent life where shit just works out perfectly for you.
This is like real a lot of my business, but like a huge chunk of money came out of my bank account like a week or two ago, and I literally had $16 left and we were in Portland, and I was like, holy shit, it was like thousands of dollars. And I was like, oh my God, it was like an old loan that I couldn't figure out how to pay because they don't have a phone number and like the emails weren't working. And they were like, no, you can't pay monthly. So I didn't know what to do. Ugh. And then they just took like thousands of dollars out of my account. So then I had $16 and I'm like, oh, well. I mean, like, it's fucked up, but at least that loan's getting paid and I can't do anything about it right now. And my rent is paid and all my bills are paid and I always figure it out. Yeah, so
you will.
Okay. I don't know. What is me freaking out going to do about anything? Like, I literally don't have the emotional capacity right now to have a meltdown. So it is what it is, I guess. You know what I mean?
I fucking love that.
Is that too flowy? Is that like delusional? Maybe, but
I mean, yes and no. Like, it's a little delulu, but that's literally what carries you. And you see how you're always supported and always taken care of. And it continues to happen for you.
Yeah.
And I think part of that, like, sometimes our human has to have a little freak out about it. And I'm sure you kind of were like,
I cried like the moment I looked at it, but it's like, I don't know.
But you're going to be totally fine. That, yeah. You are fine right now.
Yeah. So 2024 is just the year of flow, I guess.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a great word for the year. I like that.
What's your word for the year?
I usually pick one. I don't think I did this year. So currently I don't. I mean, surrender is just kind of what I've been
last year
shown. And
right?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I think
I hardly remember yesterday.
Sorry.
My short-term memory, like, is almost non-existent these days. I'm like, do I have dementia yet? I kind of feel like that sometimes. I'm just wild. I don't know. But surrender really is like
a great one.
The world I've had to play in this year is just deep, great surrender. And sometimes it brings up anxiety and emotions. And I think that's part of the surrender, is allowing that to exist also and feeling it.
You've had some big feelings, big things to go through this year.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Because aside from losing my dog, I like nothing really was like major. It was just
process things from our life at different times, you know? Like they pop up whenever, and sometimes you don't even know what you're processing.
That's a good reminder. That's a really good reminder. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, because sometimes it's just like, I don't even know why I'm fucking in this mood right now. And maybe it is just residual shit and it doesn't need a name. It just needs to be expressed and felt. Fucking like that.
Great.
Put that on a t-shirt.
I'm your therapist now.
Thanks. I'll feed you in wine or pay you in wine. Feed you in wine. Yeah. Yeah. What was your word again? Flow.
Flow.
Flow and I'm surrender. Just like thinking, I mean, they're kind of one of the same.
Water. Love flow. It. I wonder what, like, numerology wise, like 2024.
Oh, yeah. I remember looking that up. Hold on. Pause. Let's look it up.
And then
we're
about
halfway done.
It's the year of the what? Like, in
dragon for Chinese New Year.
Okay.
Okay, it says the numerology of 2024 will have you saying, yes, please.
Okay.
Get ready to catch your blessings because here they come as an eight universal year number to 2024 is full of themes around expansion, financial wealth, and embodying strength. This is the year to own that main character energy and to not be shy about it.
Yeah, you know, even though I'm like kind of broke at the moment, I do feel like this is the year that I make a bunch of money. So, but I say that every year.
Well, you keep making more money.
Yeah. I don't know.
True.
It's going to happen.
It's just not like, here's $1 million in your lap all of a sudden, but you're making
Why
more
not?
Money. I mean, maybe one day it will. We've talked about that.
Almost have 10,000 all-time listens.
Oh my gosh, that's something. We just looked right before we started recording. And that's a big milestone. Like,
that's crazy.
When we first started this podcast, it's really fun because like our hosting site, there's like a whole map. We can see where people are listening from all over the world, and just like seeing these new red pink dots like popping up all over the place. I'm like, oh my gosh, we have people listening over in the UK now. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, there's people in Central America. Oh my God, there's people in Thailand. Like, and now like you look at the map and it's just, there's so much red everywhere, which is really cool. And we're not like the most popular crazy podcast out there, and that's totally fine, but like it's really exciting as like a project that we created that was
for fun.
It was easy and flowy to create it, but it's something that felt so naked and vulnerable at first, especially. And to do that and to see that like someone's listening all the way over there. I don't know who you are. Hi. Hello. Hi. Thanks for listening. And that's love really you. Crazy. And then, yeah, it shows you like the all-time downloads and how much is being downloaded each week. And, you know,
it's a lot of growth.
Yeah, it's really cool. Just like I'm just all these little milestones of getting excited. Like our first 100 listens. Yeah. It was like, whoa, there's 100 people who've heard our voice.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy. That's kind of big. And now it's almost 10,000.
Like, probably not 10,000 people, but 10,000.
By the time this comes out.
Yeah, most sure. episodes are like 300 people.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Sometimes even more.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So pretty cool.
I feel honored to be this space for so many people to like share vulnerably, and then to just like time capsule little vulnerable important snippets of our lives too.
Yeah.
What totally. Is going on in your life?
Well, yeah, I guess I haven't really updated since my dear Zoe girl died. Ooh, even just saying that makes me want to cry again, but that's okay. It's been like this week will be 3 weeks. Which is crazy. Like I still go to bed and like she was like the perfect spoon, and I'd hold her like she'd fit right perfectly and as a little spoon.
She's and talking about her dog.
My dog. Sorry, if you don't know, if this is the first time
child
you've listened to this. Yeah, thank her you. Child, thank you. But. Yeah, she's my dog for over 12 years. And yeah, just like. Like, I was snuggling Wonton, our other dog, last night. And, like, she's so much smaller. And I'm like, I guess this will do now. And she's like a cat. She doesn't really want to be, like, held for very long. And so he was just so tolerable. But, yeah, just, like, thinking about, like, that last morning. And I was just, like, holding her so tight. And, like, this is the last time. You know, it's kind of crazy. And, yeah, so I'm still processing and still feeling a lot of feels about it, but I am feeling much more like myself, and I know that it was the right thing, and like honestly, the emotions were so much bigger leading up to it, like, and then of course the first week and a half was really tough of just like adjusting to her not being there anymore, but the biggest feelings were like, oh, we got to do this.
I'm sure there's like a sense of relief, yeah, and then maybe guilt for feeling relieved.
Oh my gosh. So guilt around feeling relieved, guilt about putting her down, like,
but maybe even guilt about waiting so long.
Like, there's so much guilt wrapped up in it. I was talking with my sister last weekend and, you know, she was asking how I was doing, and her last dog that she lost died unexpectedly and not super young, but like not full life expectancy. And she had told me that she also still had a lot of guilt even when he had just passed away randomly, because she was like, oh my God, did we do this? Did we do that? Like maybe he got into something. And so it's like this whole other spiral of guilt. So it's just like, yeah, I guess guilt is just part of loss, yeah, you know? And
there's also something I want to highlight that we talked about not on here, but when we had Kimmy, the spirit baby person, she said that in order for a new soul to come into the world, they had to have like a shepherd or like a guardian, like someone in this lifetime that passed to like bring that spirit over. Yeah. And I think it's possible that it could be your dog. Like,
totally.
I don't know why it wouldn't have to be a human, for sure. And so like maybe Zoe's passing, she'll send your little baby here.
I 100% believe that. And like, it was like an epiphany
to me. And I just was like about to start bawling. I was like, oh my God, it's Zoe.
It is Zoe. I really do believe that, like, this whole journey, it's, I've literally thought, like, I don't think she'll be here when we, you know, when it started taking longer than we expected, when we got to that point, it's like, I don't think Zoe's going to be around for that in the physical. And in the last year, especially when I was like, when she turned 13, I'm like, holy shit, she's 13. This is crazy. Like, I don't know how much longer she has, and she's been hurting for so long, you know? And so this last year, especially, like, I'd always get down. I'm like, you don't have to like get by her and start like petting her and loving on her, and I'd whisper things to her, and I'm like, you know, you don't have to hold on for us, and just like, you can go whenever you're ready, you know, you're tired, like, you know, and I tell her that, and I'm like, whenever you do go, just bring us our babies. Like, I've told her that like for so long. And then like leading up to this, and I think when we were interviewing Kimmy was when I had already been on the journey to deciding like that we were going to have to put her down. And when she said that, I was like, yeah, like I immediately thought Zoe, because that's just how I've always kind of felt anyways. And it's weird too, because people that I don't know very well or don't fully know my journey who like come into Moonbees and stuff, like, I can't hide my emotions ever. I'm like not a good liar. And also people just know. And like, there's some people I've met a couple times, or maybe I met them for the first time and they're just like, how are you? I'm like, I'm okay. Like going through some shit, you know? And then if the conversation continued, and I would let them know, like, about to have to put my dog down and just really feeling with that. And almost everyone is like, like maybe there's new spirits that need to come through. And like, they just say that unsolicited. Weird. Like, yeah, my friend Ginger, who I've met through Moonbees, she was, her parents were in town and she wanted them to come up and see like her new friends and their place and stuff. So she brought them up, never met her mom before. And Zoe came up and she was one of the people to like say that. She's like, sometimes souls have to leave for more souls to come forward. And I was like, yeah, it's kind of crazy that you say that, actually. Spot on. So
okay, well, we're ready for your little baby.
Yeah, I think people are kind of feeling that energy around me too, which is kind of special. And it really gives me a lot of peace. Like, I'm really grateful that I have the beliefs that I do and the understanding of the universe and souls and all of that, because it truly does give me a lot of peace about her being gone. And I mean, it's obviously hard to like physically miss her, miss our loved ones who do pass. And, you know, our pets are right up there with that. And it's very noticeable. But spiritually, like, I've been feeling her kind of come through. Like last night, actually, when we were going to bed and I rolled on my back and I felt like something press on my stomach, almost like her head was like laying on me or something, but both the other dogs were like by my side. Like, I could feel them. It was not them, but it was like interesting. And I just like heard her name, so I just kind of felt like maybe she's here sleeping with us now. And like when I was doing the first Reiki drumming after the group drumming, I like saw her face come in and just kind of felt this like, this is so cool. This is where you go when you weren't home. Like just these little moments of channeling her spirit, like without trying, just feeling these little pieces drop in. So yeah,
I'm wondering if, and let us know, but I like, there's been so much death.
Oh my gosh.
And lost this year. And I'm wondering.
Especially recently.
I'm wondering if that's like for everyone's going through that. But like I feel lucky that it's not anyone like extremely, extremely close to me. But it's definitely people that I have been close to in my life mm-hmm. that I haven't seen in a few years. Like my friend Jack passed away. Yeah. And that was really sad. And then Jade, my old coworker JD yeah. passed the other day. She wasn't even 30 years old. Like, ugh. And she had an aggressive rare form of cancer. And what's really fucking fucked up and sad is I talked to her last month and I asked her how she was doing. She was like, honestly, not great. I have surgery on the 25th and I'm really scared. Aww. And she was like, and I keep having all these dark thoughts and I just can't let myself go there. Aww. And she died Aww. 5 days after Aww. Her surgery. And it's like, it makes me so sad that she was scared.
Yeah, of course she was.
And Aww. Luckily she like made a bunch of TikToks and stuff. And so I can like go back and I've saved them because they're probably going to ban TikTok, but like I have these little timestamp memories and one of the videos she's talking about body neutrality and how it's just the lack of like hatred for your body. It's like not hating your body anymore and looking at it from a neutral place. Doesn't even have to be self-love, but it can be like just thanking your body for keeping you here and alive. And she's like, and I'm just so grateful that my body is strong enough to keep me alive. And then it's just like, no, just like actually your body failed you and now you're not here. It's just so dark and sad.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
It's intense.
Especially when people are so young when we lose them.
Yeah, and everyone else that I've ever lost in my life was, like, either older or, like, a partier or an addict. And it's, like, really sad. But also, like, when you live fast and hard, like, you know, those people in the scene, they pass away. It happens regularly.
Yeah.
Your body can only handle so much, like drugs and alcohol and stuff like that. But she was just
sweet baby,
young woman that didn't do any of those things.
So awful. And that one's real raw right now, too. So sad.
Not to take over what you were talking about, but I kind of just wanted to shout out
JD. There's so much loss, and I'm glad that you did.
Yeah. And so I wonder why that's happening. Maybe, yeah, more souls coming in, I guess. And some good ones leaving. So hopefully that means we got some badass people coming in. I mean, there's been so much birth and pregnancy happening in the last year anyway. So
yeah, it's rough. My brother, like one of my half-brothers, lost his wife at the beginning of the year, and she was 32, and it was unexpected, out of nowhere. And yeah, it's really unfathomable.
That one scares the shit out of
me. Yeah, it is so awful. And I'm not really super close with them. I definitely am like available to him, you know, and we talk a lot through this experience that he's going through. Just, you know, I just want him to know that I do love him and he is supported, you know, if he needs a positive person to hold a space for him, that I am available, because I know that he doesn't really have a lot of that support in his physical space. But yeah, it's kind of crazy. She was really young, unexpected. She thought that she had the flu for a few days and just got worse and went to the hospital, and she was septic, and they couldn't find the source of what was going on, but just really sick. And I think she was in the hospital for like 4 days and then passed away. So yeah, it's kind of crazy. And with that, it's just like, that just makes me want to be more present and more more flowy, more in the surrender, because
any of us could die at any time, any day, for literally no reason.
And even those super hard experiences in life, like, it's just as beautiful and just as powerful as like the high, good ecstasy feelings. It's just the contrast of it, but it's just as important. And, you know, those experiences are part of our journey, and they teach us so much and give us so many gifts in ways that, like, maybe we can't really envision or imagine because of how hard and painful sometimes those feelings are. But I know almost always I can reflect back on my experiences and later be able to see, like, I'm so glad that happened, even though that was really painful and hard to go through. I mean, and maybe not in this situation. I'm glad that, you know, I had to lose my pet, or that my brother's wife, you know, not glad, but like, you can see the blessings. That's really what I mean. It's crazy. This year has been a big year of loss, like, kind of in my inner circle, or people that I care about, like, they're, you know, just like, so somewhere out there within like the 5 degrees.
Yeah, I mean, even Kurt lost an aunt, and it's like, that is blood, but like, we didn't speak to her, so it's like, it's all getting a little close. I would like for it to not get any closer. Like, this is this is good enough. I get the point. Thank you.
Yeah.
So
rough. Well, to do a 180, I really do feel like I've been coming back to myself, because the past like month and a half, maybe 2 months now,
it's been a while.
Ooh, I don't usually go into like a deep like funk like that. It's very rare, maybe once a year, and I just don't remember it. But I'm usually pretty like middle ground, balanced, or super balanced. And I was really like struggling there for a little while, just feeling very overwhelmed. And then as soon as I was like, okay, I'm starting to come back up, oh, just kidding, gotta put my dog down.
You do it gracefully, though. I would say
thank you.
It's a little messy, but it's always
there.
Is
some mess,
but like, you do it the way you should, which is, you know, like, this is how I'm feeling, I'm just gonna feel it, just let it happen and be. And, you know,
I really
try. That's just what's happening,
because, well, one, I can't fake it, so I'm not good at faking it at all. So thank you for that. It's, yeah, I just need to surrender, just go with the flow. But yeah, I am like, lately, the past week especially, like, I was putting makeup on when I went to work. I was like, I'm not at risk. Thank you.
Yeah.
Not at risk for bawling my eyes out. Hopefully I can play with makeup again, and just like trying to come back. And like, this whole year, I was really starting to try to stretch myself a little bit more of, like, you know, playing. That was that was another word of mine, like, to play. And it was like back in the swamp for a little bit, and now I'm like, okay, I'm ready to play some more,
just in time for summer,
dress up a little bit and put on that glitter and dance. And the weather's been so nice. It's been a little hot, honestly, if I'm honest, because it was fairly cold the week before. And but we weren't at risk for frost. I was able to finally get my garden planted, which, like, is so life-changing for me. It sounds kind of basic, but oh my god. I mean, like,
just sitting,
so happy and sitting outside, oh my gosh,
is like smoking crack.
It really is. It is such a high. And like, I love my home so much, and my backyard. Like, we've lived there for 2.5 years almost. And like, I was thinking about this yesterday when I was sitting there. It's just like, this was like pretty much a whole clean slate. Like, they had all of the perimeter of the yard covered in plants. Some that survive on their own, some that need a lot of maintenance. And and we've like had to kind of cut out because we don't like high maintenance unless we're eating it. But yeah, like our whole backyard was just like open grass, and now it's like such a cozy little cottage home, and we've got our chicken coop and our garden, and we just put in we have like a really cool cattle panel hoop between our two gardens that we put in 2 years ago now. And I've been wanting to fence off with more cattle panels to like keep the dogs out and create just more of like a secret garden area. And I want to plant like you know, flowers or fruit up along the fence line eventually. But yeah, we finally got the cattle panels and got those put in, and it's so cute. And Mark used some we used to have these like shutters in the house that we took out when we moved in. So we just have a bunch of random shutters that he's just been repurposing. So he like built this a little gate out of those.
Cute.
That's real cute. And I got a bunch of shit planted in the gardens, and it just looks so nice and feels so good to do that kind of work. It's such a workout. My body's so sore from doing that all week, but oh my God, it's so nice. And I've been like wanting to plan like lots of backyard hangs there. I want to do like a barbecue sometime and just like invite all the people who I consider friends here now, because just created such a little like collective. You can come if you want. You can make new friends too if you want.
No.
But we'll have our own backyard hang too. Don't worry.
That's fine.
Scorpio showing.
I'm open maybe to new friends, I guess.
You're funny.
Do I need any?
Probably not. That's where our opportunity and our magic expands, though.
I talk to people all day long.
Yeah.
They're my friends.
Such a Scorpio. Well, you're invited.
No, it's fine. I do sit around and pout sometimes, like, I wish I had more friends. And then I'm like, somebody says hi to me and I'm like, oh.
Well, especially if you're going to stay in Medford and most of your close friends are up in the northern areas, you're going to need some Medford friends.
I do.
So
the problem is, like, I'm not that flexible. And so I need people that just want to do what I what I want to do. And then when I'm like, Amber, I'll take out. And you're like, I have to work. I'm like, ugh, I hate your job. This is so annoying. Like, remember when you didn't have to go to work? That was cool.
Yeah, you did meet me in that random time of like,
you could just hang whenever I wanted. And you're always like, so yeah, busy. Sure. And now I'm like, great, my one and only friend has a life. Cool.
I gotta make that money so my husband can quit his job one day.
Yeah. So I will. But I need mom friends too. Mm-hmm. Are you any of your friends' mom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Should I cancel my white party?
Okay. I really wanted to talk about this with you today. Why do you want to cancel it?
I don't know.
So why would you say that?
Is it too much? Is it like,
why is it too much?
Is it gonna cost a lot of money? I don't know. Maybe. It wasn't that expensive to throw out since the baby shower that I just threw, so it'll be fine.
Just have everyone like bring a dish.
Yeah.
Like potluck style, so you're not in charge of all the food.
That would make me less stressed and want to do it more.
Yeah, like bring, like you're going to provide X, Y, or Z, and everyone bring a side
and a chair.
Dish or something in a chair.
Okay. Well, in my mind, so I want to have a white party because I've been watching a lot of Bravo and I want rosé and music, and I don't plan on living in this house forever, but it has a really good backyard, so I want to take advantage of that. And so I wanted to like rent tables and have it be like really
nice. You
want to
do some fancy Richard sister shit.
Yeah. And so I'm like, do I want to do that? Like, should I just change it to a fucking barbecue if I can't?
Wait, you just said that and this reminds me. So we all know that Taylor, well, unless this is your first episode ever, Taylor watched like all of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills pretty much the whole time that she was pregnant. That was like what she did. And then finally last summer sometime she was like, will you please just watch Salt Lake City because it's a shorter season, or it's a shorter series so far. It's the newest one. You'll be able to catch up by the time the next season starts. Which, so I was like, okay, fine, which I did. And then I was like, oh shit, I think I like Real Housewives now. And so now I've been binging Beverly Hills, which is
iconic.
Fucking so many seasons, like taking me forever, while also like going back and forth between Vanderpump Rules because of the crossovers. And the last season that I watched, maybe season, shit, I don't remember anymore, six maybe, Kyle Richards, who is the aunt of Paris Hilton, she always has the white parties, but she was hosting a barbecue and was like, we're gonna have a barbecue, like come over. And then she decided to dress up fancy and did not have a barbecue, like no barbecue food. It was like fancy food. And then everyone showed up in like flip-flops and jeans.
Yeah.
And they were like, what the fuck, Kyle? This I thought was a barbecue. This is not a barbecue. So that's funny that you just said change it from a white party to a barbecue.
And then I'm just in a ball gown and yeah, everyone shows you have up to. Barbecue gear.
No, they didn't even grill anything. It was fucking fancy plates.
Well, when hilarious. I make my first millions, there will be signs.
What kind of signs?
Fancy dinner parties.
Oh, that's what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, do you mean like signs with your name on it? Because now you're famous? Or like,
no.
You'll know. You'll all know.
You'll know. Okay. Anyways. So, speaking of barbecues, yesterday was Mother's Day, my first Mother's Day. It was amazing. Yay. I went to my sister-in-law's house and she had this like astrology book from I think it's from the 50s. It literally looks
like it's
going to
have a copyright?
Disintegrate in my hands.
I know. This kind of looks like my numerology book.
Hold, please.
Which is in three pieces because it's literally split. It's so old. Is it so old there's not even a copyright page?
Is it in the front?
Usually
or the
it's
back?
In the front.
This says the offer expires in 74, so. It's at least that old. 50 years old?
Yeah, it's like been spilled on. It's been sunburned.
So, anyways.
What's it called?
It's hilarious. Linda Goodman's Sun Signs. How to really know your husband, wife, lover, child, boss, employee, yourself through astrology. So I want to just do like a teaser and read like the first paragraph of, we'll probably start with Aries. And then if you think it's as funny as we do, you can join us on Patreon for, we'll do each episode, we'll read through each sign. It's fucking funny. It's accurate, really, but it's funny.
This is really fun. I'm super excited. So break down real quick, like each chapter, what does it include?
So how to recognize an Aries, and the references for like famous ones are so old. But I mean, there's like JP Morgan, Betty Davis, like it's Vincent Van Gogh. How to recognize an Aries, the Aries child, the Aries woman, the Aries man, the Aries boss. And it goes through all of those. But it's like how to be a proper good wife based on your sign. And like how your children are going to behave. It's just really funny. So I'm going to have Amber just to start with like the first chapter of the Aries. And then, yeah, if you think this is funny, then meet us over on Patreon. We'll link it in the bio.
I'm excited. Okay. I do have an Aries husband, so this will be kind of fun for me. Okay. The Aries man, he said, I go my ways, and when I find a mountain rill, I set it ablaze. So either I'll get into the garden, and I don't care what happens. I don't know what that means.
Don't read the quotes.
Okay. That creature over there making a phone call is an electrically charged dynamo. It is a flaming torch. Is it a bird, an explosion, or is it Superman? Well, practically. It's an Aries male.
Oh,
which
my
is
God.
Pretty close.
Interesting.
I'm just like thinking of Mark right now. Like, he's kind of a dynamo, flaming torch. Little bit of an explosion sometimes. My living room literally looks like a bomb went off.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Pretty close. Let's hope you know what you're looking for. Should it be excitement? An Aries man will provide it by a bushel, with seldom a dull moment to blur the sparkle. But if you're looking for the security and contentment of a soothing love, you're in the wrong telephone booth. Well, he's a Pisces moon, so he's quite an emotional lover,
this
too.
This is just your sun signs?
Yeah, just the sun signs. But I'm like, I mean, yeah, he soothes me.
It's so funny.
Aries can overwhelm you with passionate adore one minute and be as icy as a polar bear the next. Insult him or lose his interests, either or both, and that warm, impulsive Mars nature will freeze instantly. To ignite it again may mean starting all over from act one, scene one. Whoa. Aries men are fairly bursting with ideas and creative energy. Keeping up with him may be tiring, but keeping up, you'd better. Oh my God. That yep. feels right.
I told you, it's like accurate and hilarious.
At least mentally. Aries has a way of leaving the snails behind and not glancing back. He'll probably look and act younger than springtime, which is all very delightful, but his youthful aura may carry over into his mental and emotional attitude until he's matured, which won't be early in life. The Aries man is impatient with slow pokes, bold and confident, always ahead of others, and sometimes ahead of himself as well. He can be the soul of generosity, giving his time, money, sympathy, and possessions by the carload cheerfully to strangers, but he can also be exasperatingly intolerant, thoughtless, selfish, and demanding when his desires are delayed or he's forced to be around negative people. Mark is super generous. When it comes to love, his heedless attitude is absolutely amazing. He'll plunge into an affair, positive that this is the only true love ever known by any two people ever born, with the possible exception of Romeo and Juliet. When it breaks in half, he'll pick up the pieces and try every angle he can think of to salvage the dead romance. It is beyond repair. If it's beyond repair, he'll start all over again with new Juliet, and it will be more like it. Sorry, it will be like the very first time. No matter how many romantic mistakes he makes, the ram is sure his true love or soulmate is just around the next dream. Unless you're a Scorpio female.
Well, that checks right out.
The Aries man is as passionate as any woman could ask. There's little left to desire. He's so idealistic and susceptible to sentiment. He'll squeeze all the tingles, sighs, ecstasies, and poetry it's possible to squeeze out of any relationship. Aries isn't capable of going halfway. He gives all of himself to the burning interest of the moment.
Yeah.
That is so spot on. My husband is so incredibly passionate and loving. And like, I would say like some people could probably see it as smothering. I don't feel that way. I have felt smothered in relationships before. And if it was any other person, like I've been with people who loved me as passionately as he does, that just weren't right for me, where I was like, I cannot fucking breathe.
Yeah.
And I don't ever feel that way with him.
Yeah.
But he definitely is you are the most amazing. I love you so much. I feel like that's a good place to kind of like stop. That's so hilarious.
So funny.
So funny. I'm glad we read that one. Yeah. That's a good one.
And we'll just keep reading.
We'll just read each sign. We'll feel it out. We'll see how it goes. Maybe we'll break it into each piece, or maybe we'll read each sign in full chapter.
Yeah, but that's probably right.
It'll probably be in the piece, I think. Just little small bites over on Patreon. Coming soon.
I just missed sitting here and chatting and catching up and just kind of bullshitting and giving my thoughts and opinions. I'm like, I have literally a podcast and a microphone. I'll just talk into it. Like,
I miss the days when you said, "Who gave me a microphone?" And I tell you, you did. You gave you a microphone.
Well, yeah, the other day I was thinking, like, I have all this stuff to say. And I'm like, okay, get on the mic. I just don't. Like, I have opinions and surprise, surprise. and like things I want to say, but I think that I feel most comfortable in podcast platform than like making a TikTok or posting on Facebook or anything like that. Like, I get kind of like not shy, but things can be misinterpreted in like a post.
Well, I think it's kind of hard to, like, I mean, our platform that we record on, like, our video is literally right there. I was just going to say, like, I think it's kind of different, like, when the phone is right here and you're talking into your phone versus, like,
this is a conversation. How we're
communicating. Yeah, and then it's you and I. Like, you're not just alone either.
Yeah. But it feels very conversational. And so I just, like, want to maybe get back to, like, doing this every now and then. And we could even make them bonus episodes. So people don't have to listen to us just talk to each other about nothing.
You can also just skip this if you don't like this. Yeah. That's totally fine.
Yeah. So maybe we'll just make like bonus episodes like this. And then people can skip them if they want. And then we'll just keep the full episodes of like, here's a debrief of what's up next. So we'll see.
Yeah,
feels good to me.
We're good at saying what things will be like, and then they just become their own. So we'll see whatever's meant to happen. We're flowing and surrendering over here on Waking Up the Witch.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask you what has been like some highlights so far of our season. That's season 3. Because we're like, by the time this comes out, this will probably be like episode 9 or 10. We haven't done like just like a sit and chill this whole season until now.
Loved going over all of the signs with Carly.
Oh my God. Carly was so fun.
Loved that layout, trying to get more of that in the future on other topics. And then I loved Amanda's episode. The realness, I keep saying, repeating like real and raw, but like that's the only words that come to mind. Like,
so real.
We were all crying and it was very honest, and it just felt like a piece of art that needed to be in the world. Like, it just was like a moment that needed to be captured that I'm so fucking glad was and will live in this time capsule forever. I'm proud of it for us. I'm proud of it for her. I know it wasn't easy. It was just so good.
What about you? Such a deep vulnerability with her episode. And I'm glad that there was enough space between recording and finally getting it edited that she was able to.
I loved all of our guests. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Like, they've been.
We've had a great season so far.
Not saying that I didn't love every other guest we've
ever had. I love
our
podcast.
Yeah. I'm just like really proud of all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you? What are your highlights?
I mean, 3 episodes with Carly was so amazing. Like, I don't know. I hope you guys loved it. Like, Carly was, I mean, and so many of our guests, it's really hard to cut off and like stay on time. We try, and with Carly, we tried, and it was just like, we can't. We need to talk to you more. I loved her story. Like, it was so fun breaking down astrology with her, of course, and I loved that. But like, her story was really powerful. And like, you know, off podcast parts of it, like connecting with her after she listened to her story, and she had messaged me and just saying, you know what, I had that moment that you guys described, of like people leaving, telling their story, and like it changing their own lives, like by sharing that parts of themselves. And she's like, I shared parts of myself in that story. Like, I've shared parts of my story that I've never shared anywhere else before. And you guys just create such a safe container for that. And I think that is just such a dream that, like,
what a compliment.
We're able to do that. And so I'm really grateful, like, especially like as a duo, like, it's not always easy for people. And like, you and I just
also
are so good at that.
Finding out in that episode that our signs complement
each other. Yeah.
Literally to make this magic.
We should do a full on reading together with her for Waking Up the Witch. Maybe we bring her back on for
that. I just got a text while we've been sitting here about someone that wants to be a guest. So
fuck yes.
We gotta go. We gotta go book some guests.
My gosh. Yeah. We have a few, like, okay, so it's mid-May, what is it, 13th right now?
Early May.
I put someone on the calendar for July. Like,
I don't know if we're taking a break this season for a while. We might have episodes coming out till October.
Yeah.
Unless you get pregnant and miserable, but.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just kind of like,
we're good at honoring our lives when we need a break. And so I trust that we'll know when we need a break. And we've been pretty good at stacking that's given us time. Like, we haven't recorded in over 2 weeks. So, like, we're just naturally creating buffer for ourselves so that we have time in our real lives. But yeah, I think that was so nice to hear. And connecting with Kimmy, like, same thing. She just was so grateful and loved us both. And it's just really cool, like, what we get to create together, and bringing a third person in to share their story. And just, it creates such this magical trifecta every episode. And really, like, you say it every time, like, this is my favorite episode so far. And I say that every single week. And it's just like, up to date, it's so hard to not have that be your favorite episode, because the conversations are just so fucking good.
We have the most listeners in Canada.
Oh, I did see that.
Like, a lot more than America.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. What's up, Canada?
What's up, Canada? Let us know. A lot in Toronto.
Let us know.
Like 527.
That's fucking cool.
Wild. I wish we could see how many episodes we have uploaded. It's hard. Like,
because we've broken up.
Because they're seasons, but. Oh, well.
I would guess they're close to 50.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, which is crazy. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Okay, what's your outro?
Get drunk and bury your money.
Oh my god. You've been saving that for one weeks. For so long. Okay, this is something that I really been wanting to do, is hide your phone from yourself for at least an hour every day so that you're not mindlessly scrolling for no fucking reason, and go outside and breathe in the fresh air and enjoy the sunshine and hear the birds and look at pretty things that are growing right now.
Jump in some cold water.
Ugh. I can't wait to do that.
Okay,
that's
bye.
That's all I have. That's all I have. Mine was long. Bye. This episode has been produced and mixed by Caleb Tunstall.
Find us on TikTok and Instagram at Waking Up the Witch.
Please email us your witchy stories, ghost stories, corrections, and advice questions to wakingupthewitch@gmail.com.
Love you.
Love you.